Support for WAMC comes from 62 Center for Theater and Dance, presenting STREB Extreme Action in Sports, Circus, and Dance, Forces, September 20th. 62center.williams.edu. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Ben Roethlisberger passed for 275 yards and two touchdowns as the Pittsburgh Steelers smothered the Jets yesterday in the second half of a 27-10 victory. Both teams are 1-1. The Super Bowl champ Giants have earned their first win of the season. After a three-interception first half for Eli Manning, Big Blue pulled off a wild come-from-behind 41-34 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In Foxborough, backup quarterback Kevin Cobb led the Arizona Cardinals to an upset victory over the Patriots. Cobb threw for one touchdown and ran for another while the Pats missed a potential winning field goal in the final seconds, and Arizona won 20-18. Denver plays in Atlanta tonight. The Giants will play Thursday against the Panthers. The NFL polled one of its replacement officials before the New Orleans-Carolina game yesterday after learning that side judge Brian Strapolo is a Saints fan. Strapolo is from New Orleans and had posted several photos of himself in Saints gear tailgating at a preseason game on his Facebook page. Turning to baseball, Russell Martin's three-run homer helped boost the Yankees to an early lead, and they held off Tampa Bay 6-4. Yankees won the last two of the three-game series, and the Orioles beat the A's 9-5 yesterday, as they now sit one game behind the Yanks in the AL East. Ryan Braun homered twice in Milwaukee's 3-0 win over the Mets, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 5-0 to avoid a three-game sweep. The Sox will play in Tampa Bay tonight, as Ari Dickey and the Mets host Philadelphia. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.